Never give up. Fighting till the end, gotta get back up. No time for loss. Fighting till the end, no matter what the cost.
Keep moving,
gotta get back up. What?
Keep moving,
gotta get back up.
Keep moving,
gotta get back up. What?
Keep moving,
gotta get back up.
Is that your personal philosophy? I can tell you this. Anything you want in your life, you gotta move. We know that, right? You gotta keep moving till you get what you want. And if you're moving, there's a really good chance you're gonna fall from time to time. It's just gonna happen. And the more you move, and the more aggressively you move, the bigger your objectives are, if you will, the more you're gonna fall. And the harder the fall is gonna be. That's okay. As long as you're doing what you love to do, you just get back up, right? So if that's your philosophy, you're gonna do great. Now today, conversation I've been having a lot lately about triggering yourself, being triggered. That's crazy, I know. We decide what we want. We get our habits in place. We start going after it. Then something happens, and we open our mouth. We stick our foot in our mouth. Whatever. Something happens, right? Messes with us. We eat some food. Who knows what it is? Being triggered. There is a way to kind of get yourself and break yourself from those triggers. We'll talk about that today. Easy, easy, easy peasy. All you have to do is do it, and you'll be fine. It is the Daily Boost from MotivationToMove.com, the positive boost you need every single day. Since 2006, almost 5,000 episodes now. Very simple mission. Just get up and be, just keep moving. That's it. Just here we go, right? I cannot tell you how many times I have such a hard time getting out of bed and getting stuff done. But I go do it, and then I can't tell you how many times that happens, and somebody will see me on Facebook or something and go, wow, that's inspiring. And like yesterday, I bench pressed 319 pounds. That was a crazy amount of weight. Posted a picture on Facebook, and people are like, well, man, that's inspiring. I got to get to the gym. It's crazy. And the show is that simple. So I promise you, if you'll hang out a little bit, I promise you, if you listen between the lines, you're going to pick up a few things you might not hear otherwise. So pay attention, okay? My name is Scott Smith. I'm the founder and the chief motivating officer here at MotivationToMove.com. Happy to have you here today. I'm inspired to do this show today by a couple of reasons. We just had a really busy April. A nonstop April. I had family in town. I think every possible family member that I have and my wife has been at my house. And then we had a wedding on top of it, and everybody was there too. It has been crazy. So we had lots of conversations, endless conversations, because we live in different parts of the country in many cases. And I was sitting at the dining room table, and I was talking to my kids. And my kids now are a little bit on the older side. They're right at 40 years old. And so, you know, you guide them a little bit. You help them all you can. And with what I do for a living, they know what I do, but they probably have listened to 3 podcasts in their entire life. So I'm not going to stick my motivational thing in their face. I'm not going to do that. That's not wise, right? But I was sitting there kind of listening and paying attention. And you know, they're learning all this stuff anyway. And the conversation came around about being triggered and about how their default behaviors, the behaviors they've decided to do. And they said, this is my routine. This is what I'm going to do. And they were wondering why they kept faltering on it. And they were putting out all these charts because they tracked their stuff and had all this data. And it was interesting to watch them discuss how they were dealing with being triggered and messing things up. So that's where this conversation came from today. That sound familiar to you? Does that ever happen? Have you ever caught yourself saying or doing something that you just swore you wouldn't do? Go on a diet. Yay, I am never going to eat anything bad for me again. But it is the weekend and, you know, I should have a free day, right? Boom. Ever happen to you? You're triggered. It happens all the time. It's an emotional thing. Very, very frustrating. Because you set some rules for yourself, then you don't follow them. And how crazy is that? I know you're the boss of you. I'm the boss of me too. I can set my own rule because I'm the boss of me. You go do this. And then later on, I say, I'm not going to do that. And you say, you're fired. It's crazy, right? Sometimes you put your foot in your mouth. Absolutely. For me, sometimes it's pizza. A bottle of wine that I shouldn't be having. A little bit's okay, right? Moderation. Excess in a few things. Any case, your emotional habits are triggering your actions usually before you have anything to do with it. Now, before I get into how you deal with it and how you think about this, I want to put a concept in front of you I don't talk about a lot on the podcast. I'm actually spending a lot of time on my Face Your Passion coaching group with this. I have become convinced over about 20 years of doing this work that forget going backwards, forget going forwards. Everything that you are doing today, everything can be picked up in what you're doing today. When we become aware of our thoughts and our actions and we track those, take an inventory, if you will, over say 3 or 4 weeks, if I get you to track what you're doing over 3 or 4 weeks period of time, if I do that, we can look at that and I can pretty much with 100% certainty tell you, well, this is you in a nutshell. No, it's not me. It's not what I think. Yes, it is. It's what you think about. It's not what I want to do. Well, obviously it is because you've been doing it. It's not who I've been. It is evidently because you're doing it. Across the board, I can say that. So with my coaching clients and Face Your Passion, we capture that awareness and we start to see these little itty bitty things that are happening, which is what we're going to talk about today. These things, and come here real close. Let me tell you something. We actually do a daily awareness diary and we capture certain things. There's a certain way of doing that. I don't have time to cover that today. But the theory is this. If you've set yourself a goal, something you want to do, and then you get triggered and you go off your goal and you're honest about capturing it, become aware of it and writing it down and seeing it again and again and again, how many days can you go before you say, I got to fix this? Not long. 4 or 5 max. And you say, all right, evidently it's me that's messing things up. So I pay attention to it. So the first thing is I want you to become aware of everything you're doing. If you have any frustration at all, if you feel like people trigger you, food triggers you, stuff triggers you. Why is that? Become aware of it and don't get mad. Just become aware. So what do we do about it? Well, step number one, when it comes to controlling your triggers and never being triggered again, if that's possible, we're human. I think it's going to happen to some extent. Obviously, it's we're human, right? Let's accept it. Number one, catch yourself after you've done it. Notice your mistake and find it sooner the next time. That's the basic rule. So become aware of what happened. Don't get a lot of, honestly, a lot of people do things and not even aware they did it because it's so habitual to them. So I want you to open up your awareness and say, all right, I did it again. Don't get mad at yourself to say, I did it. Oh, well, somebody says to you, why'd you do that? You said you weren't. Ignore them. Put it on yourself. Don't take their weight. But catch it after the fact, as frustrating as it may be, as real difficult as it may be for you to course correct and go back. It's easy to say, man, I just can't figure this out. It's too hard. It's easy to do that. But at least capture and say, hey, man, I caught myself. I'm going to try better next time. So now what you do is you pay attention. Now, what I personally do is when I know I'm going to get in that situation, say it's food. Well, dinner and lunch and breakfast, that all comes up about the same time. Maybe you go out on the weekends. Maybe you're on a Saturday night, you go to a big steakhouse or something, and you know you're likely to get triggered at the steakhouse. Great. Just think about it in advance. And as you go out there, as you start to make the movements yourself, catch yourself before you're triggered. You're going to get better at it. So say you walk into that big old steakhouse and it's like, here we go. We're going to get the biggest steak I can. We're going to go with the porterhouse. I want some of the mushrooms on the side. Give me that bread. All that bread they got over at Longhorn or Texas Roadhouse. That's good stuff, isn't it? Instead of having the whole basket, I'll have one. You catch yourself in the act of doing it. It doesn't feel good. You don't like it. You will later, but you don't like it now. Catch yourself. You're getting better when you do that. So the first thing is catch yourself after the fact and go, why did I do that? Second thing is next time you come upon the situation, and I highly recommend you just do it again, get some practice, catch yourself in the act. And if you mess up, who cares? I really mean that. It's like if you mess up and you catch yourself in the middle of it, and you just can't hold yourself back. Who cares? Just do what you're going to do. Let's try it again. This is a process. This is changing the neural pathways in your mind. This is interrupting the patterns that you've had built in for so long. This is old science. It just works. So number one, catch it after. Number two, catch it while it's happening, real time. Number three, catch yourself before and act to stop it. Now you've hit your goal. That's it. You've done this before. Eventually, like I've said before, you become very aware of this and pay attention to what you're doing. You're going to have to write it down, by the way. You're going to have to keep a bit of a diary on this. Don't trust your brain. You're not going to remember it clearly. It's emotions. If you don't write it down, you're not going to catch this. So you have to notate this, okay? So you're going to catch yourself before you take the act and you're going to stop it. If you catch yourself, become aware of it, eventually you will stop. And what's going to happen? Well, you're going to be very happy that you changed that. Now, you want one more thing to make this a little bit easier on yourself? Here's what I would do, and I actually do. I find something. I had this conversation with my trainer the other day. When we go to restaurants, he said, I have things on the menu that are good for me, that I like, that are not going to mess with me. They're just as good as the bad stuff I would have ordered. So instead, I'm just going to get the thing that I know is not that bad for me. I'll order that instead. But the key is, it's something you actually like. Once you understand that, when you can take one behavior and replace it with the other, everything changes. Is it easy? Hell no, it's not easy. How do I know that? Because you're human. Hell, you can probably hardly get yourself to listen to this podcast every single day, even though you want to, right? But it happens. Something gets in the way. What are you going to do? I was busy. Some other podcasts come up. I listen to the radio, God forbid, and TV, maybe news. Oh no, how'd that happen? I promised myself I'd never watch the news ever again. It's so negative. I know. And then what do? Yeah. We all know. Listen, this show, a little bit of time, you're going to figure out that we just go to the real stuff. We don't play around. Take it for what it is. Go fix it. That's all there is to it. So catch yourself after the fact. That's human. Just to be aware, notate it, catch it. Don't get upset. Catch it during the act. Whew, wow. Yeah, then catch yourself before you do it. You fix the problem. Put it in every area of your life. Before you know it, everything is just the way you want it. No need to be triggered. See you tomorrow. Bye.
Keep moving. Gotta get back up. What?